the first time we've done this.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the House Committee on Transportation and Economic Development. Wednesday, February 19th, we have one bill to hear today. It's Senate Bill 1557, and then those who are able will get a little field trip over the ODOT building and a little tour. So open a public hearing on Senate Bill 1557. Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 1557 comes to you from the Senate with a Senate floor vote of 25-0. The measure specifies when a vehicle dealer has received certificate of title or other primary ownership document for purposes of the offense of failure to provide a clear title. It narrows the scope of the exception to the offense of failure to provide a clear title and has an emergency clause that would take effect upon signature by the governor. There's no fiscal revenue impact, no amendments, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Let's see, who should we call to testify? There's so many people here.
You want to talk a little faster here?
Would like to come forward. Come on up, please.
Good afternoon, Chair Reed and committee. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you today. We'll try and keep this as short and sweet as possible for you today. My name is Jerry Hinton. I'm the general manager of Brazier's Portland Auto Auction. But today I really represent the auto industry in Oregon widely. More specifically, the OADA, which is the Oregon Dealers Association, or the New Car Dealers Association, the NAAA, which is the National Auto Auction Association, Manheim-Portland Auto Auction, Cross Point Auto Auction, Brazier's Northwest Auto Auction, Brazier's Portland Auto Auction, which are all the major wholesale auto auctions in the state. Neutral to SB 1557 are the two used car associations, Oregon Independent Auto Dealers Association and the Oregon Vehicle Dealers Association. Now, while DMV cannot endorse a bill that does not specifically originate from them, Mr. Chris Ratliff, the DMV manager, has assisted us in some specific wording in the redraft. So, and as mentioned earlier, there is, as per DMV, no fiscal impact to Oregon DMV with this bill. So the bill has been passed by the Senate unanimously just recently, and really this bill is just a technical correction that simplifies or fixes a 2011 Court of Appeals decision that skewed the interpretation of the statute and takes the law back to the original legislative intent from back in 2003. A copy of the legislative history, background, and the issue and analysis has been provided already. So in short, the results of this minor technical correction to the statute are, it clarifies that the 2003 exception to the 15-day payment rule that is intended to only apply to traditional flooring agreements with manufacturers and financial institutions does not apply to transactions between licensed dealers. Now, consumers are safe on this. There has been no change to any retail protections at all. And actually, this improves the consumer protection by ensuring the 15-day rule that was already in place but has been basically nullified by that Court of Appeals ruling back in 2011. It clarifies that the dealer delivering clear title is the dealer that is protected, and it clarifies the date of which the 15-day rule begins to run, which is basically when the title becomes available. It also provides a means for transferring dealers to safeguard paper titles and cooperate with the DOT without losing protection of the statute. So in other words, a secured party, if there's a BFP, can hand over the title to directly to DMV or to the BFP or the bona fide purchaser directly without losing their status as a potential claimant against the bond. That's the short and sweet version of it. I'd happy to answer any questions that the committee may have at this time.
Thank you very much. Other questions?
Explanation.
Maybe you could just very quickly take us through the scenario about the, sort of the sequence of how this happens, just for those of us who didn't hear the full explanation.
Sure. Chair Reed, committee, happy to do that. Thank you for the question. Back in 2003, the legislature attached an amendment to the existing bond statute that controls the dealer surety bonds for car dealers in the state of Oregon. And what that said was that anything that was floored, or in other words, financed, was exempt from bond recourse. So in other words, if a dealer went out of business or fraudulently or otherwise did not satisfy security interest in the title, then if that vehicle had been floored, then it exempted them from recourse against the dealer's surety bond. And what had happened, however, in 2011, there was a case that went to the appellate court, and relative to an auto auction where there was a float, or in other words, the dealer had X amount of time to actually pay for that vehicle subject to satisfying the security interest. And the court found that that delayed period of time represented a finance agreement, even though it was just a few days. And because of that, it disallowed or basically made any dealer-to-dealer transaction that took more than just a couple days in terms of satisfying that security interest, called it a flooring agreement. Mm-hmm. Well, really the intentions of the legislature was manufacturing flooring. So in other words, manufacturers like GM or Ford or whomever, if they floor a new car store, that vehicle is floored infinitum until that vehicle actually sells. It could be a year, it could be 2 years, however long. It was never really meant to be a dealer-to-dealer transaction. All dealer-to-dealer transactions usually take some time in order for that security interest to be satisfied. So basically what's happened is the last 3 years, there's been almost zero bond recourse through the industry, and it's been a total windfall to the insurance companies, and the only short of proving fraud, and proving fraud is very, very difficult, as you know. So it basically took away the violation of a dealer code violation in order to receive bond remuneration, and it has been that way for 3 years, and it needs to be adapted to. And I, unfortunately, we have tried to take this to court, and the insurance companies will not bend, so we have to change the law. Sometimes when the law doesn't work, you have to change it in order to mitigate the circumstances.
We're familiar with that. any last questions from another opportunity? Let's see. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to testify on the bill? I don't see anyone. Committee, are we ready? Close the public hearing on Senate Bill 1557 and open a work session on Senate Bill 1557. Representative Benz?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1557 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Benz has moved Senate Bill 1557 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the motion carries. Senate Bill 1557 goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Doherty, would you carry?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Thank you very much. Representative Doherty will carry. Close the work session on Senate Bill 1557. That was quick. Anything else for the committee today? Okay, so we are not going to meet on Friday, but we will meet on Monday.
Yes.
And we will have a bill that just came into our committee's possession, Senate Bill 1502. And then we have a presentation from Portland State University researcher on autonomous and connected vehicles.
This is on Friday.
That's on Monday. So
Monday.
No meeting on Friday.
No Friday. Okay.
And that's the Monday agenda.
Meeting
okay.
Friday. He just said that.
If she wants to
he just said that.
Did we already close the committee?
We have not. We did close the work session. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the rules be suspended to allow Representative Parrish to vote on Senate Bill 1557.
Thank you. Representative Cameron has moved the rules be suspended for the purposes of allowing Representative Parrish to vote on Senate Bill 1557. Is there any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. Representative Parrish, how do you vote?
Thank you, committee. I appreciate that. I'll vote aye.
Good. Thank you. I didn't open the work session, so I don't need to close
implied,
it.
Implied, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Thank you, Patrick. And with that, committee's adjourned.
Thank you.
Yes.